From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
F&P, interesting decision,
a lot of land. So Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, one of the major global success stories on the NZX. It's, of those of you that don't know, global player in healthcare technology, does the old sleep apnea, respiratory care, acute care, and it's one of the biggest companies on the NZX, Mike, by measure of market capitalisation. So you're talking $11.5 billion of market cap there. Now, they have demonstrated a major commitment to New Zealand, to Auckland, actually. So a big vote of confidence, if you think about it, if you think they could sort of base themselves in other parts of the world. I think they do have a footprint over in Mexico. They've agreed to purchase land for a second campus in Auckland. It's an enormous site, Mike. They've entered into agreement to buy a 105-hectare site out in Karaka. For those outside of Auckland, it's in South Auckland. You head down the southern motorway towards Pukekohe. This is a big deal, $275 million worth of land. So that's the purchase price. And if you just sort of break that down a bit, that works out to being $2.62 million per hectare. So pretty pricey land. And if we just look at some other comparisons, and the closest one is Auckland Airport, which is just across the water from their site, that probably has a valuation of around $2 million a hectare. So they have paid up for this. The intention is that they will develop a new campus. That intention to develop a new campus was pretty well flagged, but I think it's fair to say that the size and purchase price is a lot higher than it, what expectations were. No concerns about their ability to pay. They're in good financial shape. The existing location where F&P currently is just up the motorway at Highbrook, actually just going a little bit closer to central Auckland. But this is not a quick project. The next 5 years will be spent on earthworks and core infrastructure. But you would have thought, Mike, this would be a pretty major boost to that area down there with such a big business committing to that. The development projected to take 20 to 30 years. So there's some good long-term planning for you.
I like it. Now, the end of the summer rally, Jerome Powell's got a lot to answer for, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He really has. So we've got through to the end of month trading now for all markets. So I thought we'd have a wee reflection on how portfolio returns for the month of August are going to look. And it is a bit of a mixed bag. And context is important here because it's been a bumpy ride recently if you own a portfolio of financial assets. So June was tough. June was tough for people. A significant sell-offs in major markets, which in turn contributed significantly to that worst six-month start to the year for decades, I think 50 years or something for the NZX. But then we had this equally strong bounce back in July, and that was the start of the summer rally, and there were equal numbers of believers and non-believers in the sustainability of that rally, and it carried on into the beginning of August, but it was all brought to a grinding halt by Jerome Powell at Jackson Hole Symposium, taking a tough stand on inflation and really underpinning a rise in interest rates, and that's been important. But if I look at the US markets for August, the S&P 500 down 4.24%, so not an immaterial fall there. Australasian markets, though, they fared somewhat better. The NZX 50 showing quite divergent outcomes, actually up 0.94%. We talked about the New Zealand market being defensive, and that followed a 5.74% gain in July. The Aussie market, the ASX 200, that also gained in July. They're up 0.6%. And just quickly looking across a couple of other markets, the New Zealand dollar, there's a real story here, Mike. This has been happening steadily all year. If I look at the end of 2021, it was close to 70 cents against the US dollar. Well, overnight now, we're now getting closer to 60 cents. So significant weakness over the course of 2022 in the New Zealand dollar. And if you happen to own unhedged global shares, just if you're out there and you bought some Microsoft or you bought some Apple, that weaker New Zealand dollar actually improves your returns. The interest rates, and here's the story, further rises in wholesale interest rates in August. If I look at that five-year rate that I refer to quite a lot, over the course of the month, went from 3.55 to 4.27. Now, that is a significant move, so more pain in store for people as they roll over their fixed-rate mortgages as they come up to be repriced. But let's finish on a positive. That landscape, that environment is getting better for all you folk out there saving money in the bank because you are getting higher term deposit rates.
All right, mate. What are the numbers?
Yeah, not flash, actually. It's not a great start to September. The Dow Jones is down 54 points. That's 0.17%, 31455. But bigger losses on the S&P 500. It's down 0.64%, 25 points. 3,929 is a close there, but the NASDAQ getting hit 1.5% actually, 11,635. The FTSE 100 over and out down 1.86%, so quite weak, 7,148. The Nikkei 1.5%, 27,661. Shanghai Composite lost 17 points, 3,184. Yesterday, the ASX 200, very weak, over 2%, 6,845. The NZX 50 eked out small gains, though, up 9 points, 11,609. As I said, Kiwi dollar weaker, 0.6073 against the US, 0.8949 Aussie, 0.61 against the euro, 0.5259 pounds, 85 Japanese yen is the number this morning. Gold under 1700 bucks, 1697.63. And just go heading into the weekend, here's a little bit of good news for you. The Brent crude, $92.14, lowest we've seen it for months.
Have a good one, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.